I'm joined by K's new manager, Alan Dowson. Alan, firstly, welcome to K's. You've had a few training sessions now, one game under your belt. How big a task have you taken on?
Obviously, it's quite big because we've won two games in 20 now. But to be fair, players have worked hard over the last week and a half. We've done things, most of them, the right way. And today we had a go, but if we give these silly goals like that, we're going, you know, we're not going to do that great, to be honest. I'm disappointed, to be honest, disappointed. The least you should expect is effort, and I can understand that. But if we give silly goals like that, we've got no chance in it. I've told the players that as well, and I'm very disappointed how we've given them goals away.
So from your point of view, 3-1 wasn't really a fair reflection?
I don't think it was, no, but it's what's written in the paper tomorrow morning, 3-1, and I think time and time again, this club makes excuses about, you know, oh, we're unlucky today and we're unlucky here. That's rubbish, you know, we've got beat 3-1 and we've got to do something about it Monday night. And I'm not into making excuses, I'll take the blame, we lost 3-1. We have had training facilities this week, we have trained well. I've done a match report on Dover when I went down there on Tuesday, so I'll take it on the chin, and the players left too as well.
Wes Grogan was the man of the match today. Who else impressed you?
I thought, to be honest, I didn't think it was that many bad performances, you know. I thought Speeder made a good debut. I thought Bobby Traynor made a good debut. I thought Druitt played well for him. I thought he battled very hard. Sainsy doing well at left back. You know, I can't really see it was many bad performances, to be honest, but it's switching off and feeling sorry for ourselves and losing runners and three goals off set players, which I talked about before kickoff. So if I want to be part of the club, but listen, if it doesn't, it's no good to me getting beat 3-1 and everybody comes saying unlucky. I'm not interested in excuses, to be honest.
Sure. What about Craig Lewington? Already on a booking, that was a ridiculous sending off, wasn't it?
Do you want to talk about it?
Fair enough. You brought in three players. You've had a busy time since you've arrived. Was that one look at the league table and you could see the squad needed strengthening, or was that after training and seeing the players that you had that you decided to brought in a few extra faces?
Yeah, obviously you need to freshen things up, and I felt that we need a few faces, and I do feel as though that we need some more, to be honest. A lot of players, in my opinion, have come here and have been happy just to turn up for Kays and play a game, go home, and it doesn't really hurt them, and it certainly hurts me. Well, that's got to change now, to be honest. It's a fantastic football club with fantastic people around it. Supporters are unbelievable loyal, and I won't have anybody not giving it a gun. They've all got to give it a gun, and the days are gone when you just come and pick up paychecks.
You've been here a couple of weeks now. What's a realistic target, you think, for this season, looking short term?
We've got to be clear, as simple as that. Things with the supporters and what we have done and what we have been through over the last 6 or 7 years, and getting lied to time and time again, and actually losing their club and all the rest of it, there's no way I can stand up here going to promise things. All I'll promise, I'll get a team out, but I'll give it a gun against Crea. And you know, today I feel sorry for them, because it would have been lovely to win a game for them and give them something to cheer about. But I've got to make that happen against Crea, and we'll go game by game. That's the secret of success in this league.
Sure. And what about the chairman? When he appointed you, did he set you any goals or targets, or not really? Just say, you know, get on with the job, almost.
Well, obviously, the position we're in, all that, we're looking at the bottom end of the table at this minute. So the first thing we've got to do is actually stay in the league. I think a lot of people think, oh, Kingstonian, too good to go down, too big a club, and I've got to get that out of people's heads. We've got to win football matches, and that's what we've got to do. And we've got to do a little bit better on set plays and corners than we did today.
If I can ask you about your coaching staff that you brought in as well. You brought in Martin Tyler, he's instantly recognisable, very high profile. What's he going to bring to the setup?
People look at Martin, and one thing, that he's not here to be a celebrity, and he's not here for everybody knows who he is, obviously. He's come all the way from Chelsea today and drove all the way here. He's here because he wants to do well in, you know, with myself and Mark Harms, and he'll give the players respect, but he's here to work hard like we all are, and that's what he'll do.
What about Dave Leeweather? He was part of the old setup. Is he going to be part of the new setup, do you think?
I don't know what I'm doing. Like every manager who gets a job, he wants his own men who's got his ideas around him. David was a fantastic player for this club and a fantastic player for all the clubs he's played for, and a smashing lad. But obviously I had to say to Dave, I've got my own men who because I might not agree what Dave thinks about football, so I've had to bring my own men in, and similar as that. But he'll always be welcome around the football club, and I would never ever, you know, if he wanted to come see the lads or do a little bit, I would never say no to that, because he's been a fantastic player.
Looking ahead to the game on Monday, I suppose it's a good thing, is it, that we've got a game 2 days away?
It's brilliant, and I just said to the lads, we've got to look after ourselves, and you know, and I'll find out about. See, it's always going to be Saturday, Monday. We decide what we need and what we don't need on Tuesday. Simple as that. I've watched a few games already, as you know, and looking at them a day, I found out a few things about some, and I'm surprised with others. So it's obviously going to be Tuesday, but again, it's no excuses. We've got to win a game Tuesday. We've got to go here against the Crea side, and we've got to win a game.
We played 5-3-2 today with the wing backs. It's a formation we've not played this season. Is that the way you prefer to play the game?
I don't know how I saw Dover play on Tuesday night, and I thought the players I've got available at this minute, that was the best system to go to. We might change it, we've got to play horses for courses, and it's like everything else. If we had a one today, we would have stuck through it, whatever happens. It might be different on Monday night. We've had Crea watched again, and we'll treat it as we see fit.